On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the ballads from hard rock bands that we liked from a couple weeks back. So this time, in this episode, we're going to go through our top 10 least favorite ballads from hard rock bands.
Hated it.
We're going. Yeah, these are songs that they might be good songs, but for some one reason or another, we hate them with a passion. And we'll play little clips for you, and maybe give you a little trivia behind some of the songs and where they come from. And yeah, who knows? I mean, when we on our last episode, we didn't even pick the same bands. I mean, they're different bands, different songs. So we had 20 unique songs. I'm curious if we're gonna stumble across some of the same songs, but you never know.
Because I bet we have some of the same bands, maybe not the same songs.
Yeah, so I have some real stinkers on my list, I can tell you that. So this should be fun stuff.
All of these songs I hate.
Hate. Okay. Yeah, I hate.
So if we start playing one and you say, no way, don't even, because I hate these songs.
Okay, well, everybody has their own opinion, right? So... So, yeah, we're going to go through our top 10 most disliked songs, which means this song more people will listen to this one than the ones we like, so, which is fine. But are you ready, Danny?
I am.
You started off.
You want me to go first, huh?
Yeah, or I'll listen to yours first, so you go ahead, start, and I'll
play
yours.
Okay, so this first one is, I think all of these are by huge bands. Yeah, there's not one obscure band on my list. These are all very huge bands, and this may be one of the biggest. English band, it's basically one guy's band, and then he has musicians flowing in and out of it.
Okay.
But this is the ballad that I just cannot stand, and every time I hear it, I just, nope, switch it. Anything else, you don't ever listen to Hair Nation or Ozzy's Boneyard or something. Switch it.
Okay. I'm going to guess it's Ozzy Osbourne.
No, it is not.
It's not. Wow. It's a British guy, right?
Yep, British guy.
British guy.
I have not seen this band, though I probably should, because they're pretty much on their last tour.
Oh, okay. That could be a lot of people. Everybody's on the last tour. All right, so let's play this, because I don't have a clue which one it is. Let's see. If you hear me screaming, it means I really hate it. Here we go. Number 10. Is this love that I'm feeling? Is this the love that I've been searching? I like that song.
Of course you do.
Oh, wow.
I love Whitesnake, but this one just, ugh.
Well, what about the deeper the love? The deeper the love.
Yeah.
Which one do you hate more? You must hate this one more, huh? Is this love?
Yeah. Maybe it's overplayed. I don't know.
That could be it, too. You heard it so many times, you didn't want to hear it again. Here's a funny little sidetrack. My dad bought the cassette single for that song, Whitesnake.
What?
He loved this. He liked the song so much, he bought a cassette single for it.
Stan.
Stan. Yeah, my dad never bought music, but he bought that. And where the hell would he be listening to it? Maybe he heard me playing it once. I don't know.
So. Yeah. He'd listen to it in his car?
He didn't have a cassette player. But he bought it. Made no sense. But
you want to support Whitesnake, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I like Whitesnake, too. I like the heavier stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't hate that song, but I could see how
Did you like the David Coverdale story in John Corabi's book?
Which one? Remind me.
Where They were touring with Whitesnake. This was Dead Daisies. And his wife was there, and she wanted to meet David Coverdale. And she met him, and he was being, you know, oh, my darling, and kissed her hand. And next time he saw David Coverdale, he was like, fuck you, David. Fuck you. I had to walk around with a mop behind my wife for a week because of you.
Yeah, Dave, yeah, he's all about that 007 charm.
Oh, know? Yeah.
Yeah, darling, yeah.
Hello, darling.
He overdoes it a bit, but yeah.
Totally. That's David Coverdale.
Yeah. Cool guy, though. All right, my number 10, I mean, you said Whitesnake. This band also starts with the letter W. They were a hair band in the 80s. Their first two albums were monstrous. They were huge. And everybody knows they're still played today. This song is played today. It's from the Cherry Pie album. And it came out in 1990. It's a well-constructed song, and the story behind the song is really good. But for some reason, it rubs me the wrong way, and I absolutely hate it.
Is this Warrant and I Saw Red?
You correct. How did you know?
Because I have Warrant coming up here in a little while, but it's not I Saw Red, but I can totally see it.
Okay, let's play it then.
All right. I saw red when I opened up the door. I saw red, my heart just spilled onto the floor. And I didn't need to see his face. I saw yours.
I don't think I'm going to love you anymore.
I don't think I like it.
Yeah, Journey Lane is a great songwriter. You got to give it to him. But I just, this song just bugged the shite out of me, you know?
Ugh. How can that be the same guy that wrote, like, Uncle Tom's Cabin?
It's the same guy.
Oof.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll give you a pass, Janie. We respect the hell out of you, but I can't stand that song.
But wow.
Wow. That's when I go, when I see Warrant, that's when I'm going to get myself a drink or take a pee break.
Yeah, pee break. Okay. Ugh. All right. Speaking of Warrant.
Wow. A twofer.
Yeah. My number 9 is the Warrant song.
I want to guess. Sometimes She Cries?
Nope.
No, oh, really? Heaven?
Yep.
Oh, I like that song.
Nope.
No.
How is it you like both of the ones I hate so much? They're terrible.
Well, maybe because they're overplayed.
Maybe
I don't mind Heaven. I really don't. But let's play it now, and maybe I'll get douche chills and agree with you. Who knows?
And want to throw up.
Okay, here we go. Okay. I'm sorry, Danny. I like that.
Nope.
No, it's not my top song, but I don't dislike it. But okay, so.
Okay.
How are we friends? I guess we can disagree on a lot of things in life, but, you know.
Yeah, which is a good ballad by Warrant.
Yeah, they're better.
Doesn't really matter that much.
I don't know. Okay. That's what it is, people out there in podcast land. You don't have to agree with everything somebody else says. You know, we could still all get along, right? Okay, whatever.
Totally.
All right.
All right, you're number 9.
My number 9. Okay, here we go. This is from one of my favorite bands of all time. I've seen them many times. This song came out in 1983. When they were probably at their lowest point in terms of popularity. And the song is, I see what they were trying to do. They were trying to push a power ballad. And the singing on this song is, and the emotion is good, but it just bugs me, rubs me the wrong way. It's almost like too contrived. What do you think it is?
It's got to be Kiss.
It is Kiss.
Yeah, because they're so contrived.
Yeah, it's fake. It doesn't come off authentic on this particular song. And they have other ballads that are much better than this one.
Yeah, probably one I pick later on.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, let's hear this one.
All right.
I'm expecting him to go up in the falsetto.
He does later.
Yeah.
You know that song?
Yeah, I know it. I'm not a fan either.
Yeah, just bug. I mean, the drumming's cool in it. The performance is good. It's just like, there's something that rubs me the wrong way about it. And people love that song live. I'm like, not me. Like,
no, that's another pee break song.
Ugh.
Yeah.
There's much better ballads by Kiss, and that's not one of them. I Still Love You. Ugh.
Okay. All right. Well, that was your number 9. Here we go with my number 8.
Which I'll probably love. Go ahead.
Probably. This is by a Philly band that I really like. I love when they're rocking. They're awesome. But this song just, ugh.
I think I know who it is already.
You don't have to do a ballad. Apparently somebody told these bands, oh, you got to do a ballad.
Is the band Cinderella?
Yes, it is.
Does the song start with the letter N?
No.
It's not Nobody's Fool?
No. Mm. I like that song.
Okay. Then I'm not sure which song it is. All right, so let's play it and see which one that this bothers Danny. All right, Cinderella. Here we go. Don't know what you got till it's gone. I like that song too.
God damn it. Don't. There's no way.
I don't know.
I'm going to start liking all your songs.
Let me look at my list. No, you're not going to like the next one either.
Okay.
I mean, that song was a big hit. Actually, all your songs are pretty big. They're big hits.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I think all these songs that I picked are big hits.
Burnout factor for you, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
That one doesn't bother me, so.
Ugh. Yeah, I've had enough of that one.
Okay.
But like I said, the other songs on that album, awesome. Yeah. Love it.
Just don't like the power ballad by them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I could see that. All right. Down to number 8. My number 8, you mentioned this band 2 weeks ago when we were talking about doing this particular episode. Actually, 4 weeks ago, and you said, "Oh, I could have a whole show on this one band and their ballads." But then we said, "Oh, I'm going to pick one song." So the band we're talking about is a German band.
German band.
It's been around since the early 70s.
Got to be the Scorpions.
It is the Scorpions. This song came out in 1984 on a great album called Love at First Sting. And this song was a hit. But I don't like this song.
Wow. Okay, let's hear it.
All right. Fight. Baby, fight. To win back your love again, I will be there. I will be there. Love. Only love. Wake me up. Can bring.
Yeah.
Boring.
Totally. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that one.
Still loving you. Oh, love the Scorpions. When they play that song, pee break. Don't like it.
I think we may have some more Scorpions coming up later, too.
Oh, okay.
Just to say.
But is that song, your song, worse than my song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
It better not be Winds of Change. I love that song. Maybe
you suck. You suck so hard.
Okay, well,
why do you like such crap?
Well, I'm just saying it could be that you're picking big hits.
Yeah, that suck.
Okay,
big hits that suck.
Still Loving You is worse, but okay. All right, what's next?
All right, here we go. We're down to number 7.
All right.
This is a duet that should have been killed at birth.
I think I already know it.
God. It just, you know, I know they're trying to make a statement and all that, but just the song is terrible.
Is it Ozzy and Alita?
Yeah, it is.
Oh. The first song on your list that I can't stand.
All right, there you go, finally.
Ozzy's performance is pretty decent. I don't think Lita's a great singer. She's a good guitar player. But she's an adequate singer. But this song is sappy as hell.
Yeah, it's... Oh,
let's listen to it together and wince. Ugh. Here we go.
Ooh, oof. We
love you. Whoops, whoops, sorry. Wrong song. Take two. Close my eyes forever. Yeesh.
I'd like to. I have to listen to that.
Yeah.
See, my clips on this episode, my clips being 10 seconds is a good thing.
Yeah.
As opposed to your 22 or 25 seconds.
Yeah, my dumbass. Yeah. So I apologize in advance to everybody out there. My clips are longer than his. We should have gotten together and make sure our clips are around the same. So Danny did the right thing. I failed you as a broadcaster.
On this one, on this episode, maybe.
Yeah, that's her biggest hit.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. That was a huge song.
It was. Close my eyes.
When I hear that, you ever seen a dog throw up when they go, and the puke is in their mouth, and then they spit it out. That song makes me do that.
Ugh. Ugh. That's quite a vision there.
Yeah. All right, so on to number 7 from me.
7 for you.
All right, this is by a metal band, probably one of the most metal bands on the planet. But around the early 90s, they started recording some slower stuff. And this song is a sequel to a slower song. It came out in 1997 on the Reload album. It's over 6 minutes long, and it is freaking boring. The original song.
Talking about The Unforgiven, right?
Yeah. That song's boring. But The Unforgiven 2 is even more boring.
It's doubly boring.
So go ahead and play that song.
Oh, thanks. Be beside me. Ugh. Tell me what they've done. And speak the words I want to hear. To make my demons run. The door is locked. But it's open if you're true, if you can understand. That's only 25 seconds. Didn't it feel like 2 minutes?
Oh. It's the same drone.
Can't say I disagree at all.
Ooh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Definitely was not a hit, thank God. Oh, geez.
Well, the original was pretty bad. I mean, that was a pretty big hit for him.
Yeah, that was the original one. But come on, guys. That's just boring as hell.
Yeah.
No voice. It's all the same. I don't know if it's the same tone. No voice inflection. It's on the same line. If I was driving, I'd go right off the road, you know? Wow.
Because that's what it sounds like.
That's a stinker.
Yeah.
By a great band. But ooh.
Yeah. Gotta love Metallica. Looking forward to seeing them in August.
Yeah, I'd go see Metallica. Pee Break song, Unforgiven, or Unforgiven 2.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so that was your number 7. Yeah. Down to number 6.
Which we kind of got a little preview of because I pushed the wrong button.
Yeah, well, this is a band we've already talked about on the show, Bon Jovi, but different song, though.
And this song was number 1.
Yeah, well, it... It's horrible.
Oh, I agree.
But it's another song where John Bon Jovi can't shut the F up and let the song go. Just stop singing. Just stop.
Yes, we know you're the main breadwinner in the band, but you know what? Let the song breathe a little bit.
Yeah, get some music in it. Just stop. Ugh. Like, stop talking.
This song will always suck.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, let's play it. Always by Bon Jovi.
We love you, baby.
Always. Yeah, when I hear that, you know, you ever burp and then get like some juices from your stomach come up a little bit into your throat.
Yeah. kind of burns.
Oh,
yeah.
That does that to me. I hated that song when it came out. I can't believe it went to number one. Ugh. Terrible. Ugh.
Yeah.
And if you disagree out there in podcast land, you're wrong, because I like Bon Jovi quite a bit, just not this song. Ugh.
Yeah. I'd say their first 3-4 albums, huge fan, but, yeah. You know, I think he started getting full of himself and said, I need to be singing all the time. I'm the singer. My band, I'm singing.
Ugh, okay, we agree on that one.
All right, so you're number 6.
Yeah. All right, this one is from a band that's still playing stadiums. The last band I said, Metallica, is a stadium band. This band is still around, and they play stadiums as well. This song came out just kind of like the other song. There's two versions of this song that came out in 1991. One on Use Your Illusion 1 and one on Use Your Illusion 2. The name of the song is Don't Cry by Guns N' Roses. And both versions suck. Hate this song. And they made a video for this. It is terrible. Oh, I mean, and I stand by that. What do you think, Danny?
Yeah, I don't like this song. I don't like Guns N' Roses ballads.
I like November Rain. No? Is that wrong?
No.
No. So when you go see Guns N' Roses.
In a little bit.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, this song's terrible, but let's play it.
All right, let's play it.
And the times we had, baby, and don't you cry tonight. Don't you cry tonight.
God, your clips take forever.
Yeah, that's it's under 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know
who... seems like forever.
Hard Rock and Trivia. Who's he singing with? Remember the guy?
His garbage disposal.
No. Shannon Hoon from Blind Melon.
Who's Hoon?
And I hated that band, too.
Yeah.
Stupid Bumblebee Girl.
Ow, ow, ow.
Yeah, I hated that song, too. Ugh. Ugh. Love Guns N' Roses, Don't Cry. Ugh.
Yeah.
That song makes you cry.
Yeah, totally.
I can't believe I'm cutting all these onions up. I'm not crying because of that. I'm crying because the song sucks. And if you disagree with it, that's fine. This is just our opinion. You know, these are songs that bother us.
Yeah.
So.
Ugh. All right, so number 5 now for me. This is one of the biggest bands in the world. Currently on tour, as we talked about before, playing the tape.
All right.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
So, they don't seem to have many ballads.
Whoops. You said play the tape, so I started playing it. Go keep talking.
No, I said they play to tape.
Oh, they play to tape. My bad. So, okay.
Yeah, so you go ahead and play it.
I don't dislike this song. Home Sweet Home. But we're going to hear some Crew later on down the road. But Home Sweet Home.
Well, it ought to be this song then.
Oh, no. This is much worse. Wow. We can tell.
It's just so contrived with the Home Sweet Home. Tonight, I'm on my way. Yeah, we get it.
I don't dislike this song. Sorry, Danny.
That's too bad.
I guarantee you, when we get to my Crew song, it is much worse.
Okay, we'll see.
Oh, I guarantee it. I'll bet my life on it. All right.
Well, what's your number 5?
Oh, my number 5. Here we go. It's by a band that I liked in the beginning because our first album was metal. Hard rock metal. And then for some reason they kind of turned into a blues rock band. And this song is still played on Hair Nation quite a bit. And every time it's on Hair Nation, I turn it the channel. I dislike this song immensely. This is a California band named after a shark.
Oh, God. I should have left all my top 10 for this band.
Okay. Go for it.
I can't stand Great White.
Yeah, I think you're right, man. My clips are too long. 24 seconds is too long. Oh, I'm sorry out there, everybody out there, for this episode. My clips, yeah. Ooh, unless you love these songs, I don't love that song. I hate that song.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Great White, just in general.
I mean, I like Stick It and Substitute. And I like the harder stuff, but not that song. Ooh. Yeah. Why'd they play? And that's the last song on their album, so they must have not thought much of it either. You know, you don't put one of your singles as number last song in the album. Normally, that doesn't happen. But, ooh, Save Your Love. Ugh.
Ooh, oofa.
Yeah. A stinker. All right.
Okay, down to number four for me. We just talked about this band.
Oh, okay.
of course, you love this song.
To start with a whistle?
No.
No, it's not that one? Okay.
No, this is Guns N' Roses.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, song. It's all like a 7-8 minute song. And starts
eight, with a, 8.5 minutes.
Starts with a piano?
This, yeah, with the same crap. Oh, okay, we get it.
Yeah, he was Axl was a big Elton John fan, so I got that he was channeling his inner Elton John for this song. Here comes.
Boy, he picked the wrong channel.
Nine. Number four, Guns N' Roses, November Rain. And it's hard to hold a candle in the cold November rain. I like that song still. I think the video is wonderful. I think the guitar solo is great. I don't know. Just that song, I like it. I can't understand. You and you?
Nope.
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 It's a stinker. Man, you could go take a pee and a poop during that song.
Yeah. Really. Yeah, I could go poop, get a hot dog, wait for the corn dog to be cooked.
Yeah, find a bidet, wash your ass out, eat the hot dog, and the song's still going.
Exactly.
Woo!
Okay. Especially live, I'm sure they extend the guitar solo. Okay. Well, I don't know what I'm saying. I saw them in the summer.
And they played that, didn't they?
Oh, of course. And the guitar solo was forever. Every song just Slash just kept playing and kept playing and kept playing.
He overplays a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
At one point, Duff and Axl were standing over on the side and their other guitar player. They're standing over on the side playing, just kind of watching him.
Hurry up.
They're like, okay, anytime.
Yeah. You can stop jamming now.
Anytime.
We're still getting paid the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. Yeah. Slash's dollar per note is way, way down.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
All right. Number four for you.
Number four for me started this whole episode. It started, I mean, we talked about it a few weeks back. And I said, oh, I really hate that song. And then it morphed into this particular episode. Bands from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Named after a Kiss song. This is the band name. Woo woo, yeah!
Oh, Firehouse. Ooh, okay. Ooh,
from 1990 off of their debut album. Here it is, Danny.
Here it is.
Love of a Lifetime.
You're not a big Firehouse fan just in general.
Now, I like the harder stuff, but not the ballads.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, Danny's wife, Dana, was dancing behind him. Love of a Lifetime.
I have to say, I kind of like that song.
No, you don't. Oh.
It's the first time. Mark's been going through, and every song that I've hated, he said, I kind of like it. Well, here's one I kind of like.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Danny Davis. Love of a Lifetime. Ooh.
Yeah, I was going through showing Dana my top 10 don't likes. And she's going, oh, I love that song. Oh, not that one.
Yeah. Well, I said,
well, you can argue with my list on your show.
Yeah, these songs are kind of aimed at the ladies. You know, I get it. Oh, yeah.
Oofa.
Oh, my God. I remember when I was cutting up these little clips, usually after I cut the clip, I listen to it till it sounds all right. I wasn't doing that. I would cut the clip and move on to the next one because I didn't want to hear it again.
Yep.
Ugh.
You guys are losers.
Yeah, okay, okay, fine. Terrific.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, fine. Bye. Yeah, that's one of our listeners, too. You know, we should be nicer to her. All right, now we're down to the
top three
worst songs, in our opinion, worst ballads from hard rock bands.
You'll probably like this one from my number three.
Okay, well, give me
one of your favorite bands. The first concert I ever went to back in 77 with my dad and brother.
Okay.
This song hadn't come out yet.
Really?
Because that was the Love Gun tour that I saw them.
Love Gun tour, and the song had not come out yet?
Nope.
So it was a song that's not on Love Gun, but after Love Gun?
After Love Gun, yes.
And it's a ballad?
Yeah,
I'm gonna guess it's a Kiss song.
Well, yep,
a Kiss song on Dynasty.
I believe so. Shoot, I can't remember.
Is it Sure Know Something?
Nope.
No,
I don't mind that song.
Oh, I love that song. I'm stumped on what's album had come on. Okay, it's not Beth, is it?
No. Oh, that was before Love.
Yeah, that's what I figured, but. Sometimes when you get older, your timelines get messed
up. Yeah, that was Destroyer. Come on.
I know. Okay,
fine. No, go ahead and play it.
All right, let's see. Number three. All right, here we go. Boy, your timelines are way off. That song came out in the late 80s.
Yeah, I said it was after Love Gun.
Oh, I thought it was right, the album after Love Gun.
No, I didn't. Yeah. No, not right after.
Oh, yeah. We're talking right now, just after Love Gun. Oh, forever. After Love Gun. I don't love that song. I don't hate it either. It is kind of sappy.
Yeah, just no. Not for me.
Yeah. The song was co-written by Michael Bolton.
Oh, okay. I get that.
Yeah, a lot of Kiss fans don't like that song. Like, I don't think it's horrible. I think Still Love You is much worse.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's the first one that came to mind when I thought crappy.
Out of all the crappy ballads, that's your number three?
Well, I don't like many Kiss ballads, and so I had to pick one because I wanted to put Kiss on the list because their ballads are terrible.
Oh, I got a ballad that's much worse. Oh, my number three.
All right.
It's from a Christian band, Christian metal band, the Black and Yellow Attack, or whatever, Yellow and Black Attack.
Yeah.
Very good band, especially their heavy stuff. But this ballad, and when I cut this clip, I started it from the very beginning of the song because it's cringeworthy from the first spoken word in this song. It just bothers me. Something fierce.
Yeah. All right, let's hear what Striper song it is.
Okay, it's on To Hell from the Devil. That's the beginning of the song. It gets worse.
23 seconds just to get to there.
Oh. Okay, which song is worse? Honestly or Forever?
Well, they're both bad.
Oh, but if you had to pick one.
The degree of badness?
Yes. Come on, it's got to be Honestly.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh. Not good. I wanted to pull out my fingernails. Just, oh.
You was like, get on with it.
Oh, I know, that's the beginning. Like, on the song, just drones on.
Yeah.
Oh. I like Stryper, but that song.
Oh, I do too.
No, 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 no.
Don't do that.
Don't ever do that. All right. So.
All right. Down to number two.
All right.
This one we have talked about in the past.
Okay.
It's another Scorpion song that I cannot stand. They're ballads. I don't know what it is. I mean, some of them are good. You know, like I like The Zoo.
The Zoo's not a ballad.
That's a ballad, but it's a slow song.
Yeah. I love The Zoo.
This one, any song that starts out with a damn whistling, ugh.
Oh, this song was the biggest song all around the world when it came out. It was number one in like 30-some countries.
Yeah, I know, because it's all political and all that.
Yeah.
The winds of change are coming. Are they? Well, not by you.
Well, they did back then, but now not so much when they attacked the Ukraine. They must have forgot about this song.
Yeah.
Somebody re-recorded it, sent it back to Russia so they get out of the country. Maybe. I don't know. I like this song. I still do.
Nope.
So I bet you my number two is going to be much worse than your number two. But let's play your number two. Okay, here we go.
Listening to the wind of change. August summer night.
Great.
The whistling is horrible. But is he just supposed to be walking through a park, Gorky Park, because he says it in the song? I'm just walking along, feeling the winds of change. Jesus Christ.
Classic. Love it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're going to get arrested and put in the gulag.
Yeah, we should. I'm more curious if people they agree with me or agree with you. I don't know. My number two is probably by one of your favorite bands. They're definitely in your top five. This song came out in 1998 and features the only lead vocal by Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, Jesus.
It's called How Many Say I off of Van Halen 3. This song is horrible. You can have the best singer on the planet and the song's still horrible.
This should never have been released.
No.
I guess Eddie was just in a control mode and said, I'm putting this on the album.
And he had to be talked into doing the lead vocal. Gary Cherone talked him into doing it.
Oh, Gary, come on.
Gary, yeah. Gary, you're a lot better singer.
All right, let's play it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, let's play it.
Yeah.
And they'd say I love you, but aren't really sure how many say.
Your clips are like 20 times too long.
It's supposed to prove and hammer home the fact that my number two, How Many Say I, is a million times worse than Winds of Change. You got to agree with me on that. Come on.
Yeah, well, it is one of the worst songs ever, so.
So I'm right again?
I'm not saying that.
Ooh, I'm right. It's bad, though. Come on.
Oh, my God. That is so horrible.
It's just. Yeah.
Oh.
Imagine if that was released as a single. I mean, everything's the piano playing is good, but it doesn't go anywhere.
No, the piano playing's kind of heavy-handed, it seems.
It's just, it's a poorly constructed song, and it doesn't click when they sing together. It just doesn't work. They don't harmonize good together. Eddie himself said he's not a great singer.
So. But he's no Nuno.
Nuno could sing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gary and Nuno together?
Yeah, fantastic.
Listen to that new song, Rise.
I think you and I singing together harmonize better than Gary and Eddie. And that's saying a lot.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Oof.
Number two.
Now we're down to the big number one, Dan. Your number one better suck bad. Better suck hard.
Well, I hate this song. I hate it. I've played it probably 1,000 times.
Ooh.
And I hate it every time, but people love it.
Okay.
People like to slow dance to it.
Is your wife
it's
like
one
it?
Of these where it's like somebody said to this band, you got to put out a ballad, and they start, okay, well, what's the formula? Okay, we start out with acoustic guitar, singing along with acoustic, then the band comes in, and we sing with the band, and then we ended up with acoustic, and it's a ballad, and it's beautiful, and everybody loves us. Give us all your money.
All right, do you think I will like it?
Probably.
All right.
Let's just liked on my list.
Let's just play it. Let's see if I'll like it.
All right.
Danny's number one worst ballad of all time by a hard rock band.
That I hate.
That he hates. Say it song. Every rose has its thorn. It does. I don't hate that song. I don't love that song. It's not my favorite Poison ballad. I don't hate it, though.
I think I, just because I've played it so many times, it's like fingernails on a chalkboard.
And it gets everybody going, doesn't it? They all love it, don't they?
Everybody comes up and dances.
Yep.
Even the rednecks, they get up there. I get my woman up there.
I'm going to squeeze her tight. So Dana walked in. She's listening to our number one. So Dan, that's your most hated ballad of all time. A number one song by Poison. Okay. Yeah. Every rose has its thorn. Okay.
I will totally agree that How Many Say I is a way, way worse song. But songs that I hate, Every Rose has got to be up there.
Okay. Well, coming to my number one, as bad as that Van Halen song is, I found another song by a band that you've already mentioned that did Home Sweet Home. This song is worse than that.
Worse than How Many Say I?
Worse. It's worse for two reasons. Reason number one, Tommy Lee is singing lead vocals on this song. Number two, he's talking about his newborn son, and he sings this song to him.
Oh, shoot. I remember the song.
And the lyrics, just listen to the lyrics in this clip. They are so awful.
Here we go.
Play it. Your mother gave birth to you with love inside. She had candlelight and songs of light. Brandon, I love you. I love her. She is your mom. Brandon, I love you. She's your mom.
Oh, my God.
I saw them do that live on the Generation Swine album. Brandon, and Brandon knocked him out when he became an adult. Brandon, I love you. You're my son. Oh.
She had a candle and the songs of life.
Yeah, it that's the worst part of the song, and just
oh, that was horrible.
So what's worse, Danny? Every Rose Has Its Thorn or Brandon?
Oh, man.
Yeah, if you don't believe me, people out there, go to Spotify and listen to these songs in their entirety with headphones on, and I guarantee you have the barf bag right next to you because you are going to throw up. These songs are horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, so your basic list is songs that you just got so sick and tired of. You don't ever want to hear them again. And they're mostly bigger songs. Mine, I had some hits on there, but it's just songs that bothered me. Yeah, half of mine were singles. But how many say on Brandon? Thankfully not, were never singles. And they should be taken off those albums.
Absolutely.
And erased.
How Many Say I should be stripped from the music history.
Yeah. Oof. Brandon, ugh. And he came out. I remember I was a Generation Swine. It was Head PE and Motley Crue when Vince came back in the band. It was in San Bernardino. So I drove 2.5 hours to go to this show. I was probably there. It was general admission. I was probably about 10 feet from the stage. and the band was cooking. That's when Motley Crue still played live and sang live. And he comes out front and talks about, oh, my son was born, and he sings this song with the... He's saying to a tape, obviously, because there's a lot of violins in it. And it was just, people were stunned. They didn't know. Nobody could go to the bathroom because we were so packed in there. You couldn't leave. It was like a captive audience for real. There's no way I could get, because if I left, I would never get that spot back again. So
right.
And the guys were probably crying because it wasn't because they were crying because it was beautiful, because they were crying because it was so bad. Like, so, I can't leave. It's like Chinese water laughing. Torture. Oh.
I'd be laughing.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, people were snickering. Ugh. And it got a smattering of applause. And I think that's the only time, that tour is the only time they played that song. Because they're trying.
Only the one time.
They played on that tour.
Okay.
Because they were trying to, Tommy was thinking about leaving the band, so they wanted to appease him and play that song, because he was really proud of it. And Tommy left the band after that tour.
Yeah.
It didn't matter, so they wasted everybody. Everybody wants their 4 minutes and 30 seconds back, you know.
Yeah. Ooh. Damn it.
Yeah, brutal. Ooh. Is everybody okay?
Oh, man, I don't know.
So,
I just feel offended and violated.
Yeah.
God.
Ooh. So this was a special episode for you people out there. This is the first time you're hearing this show. We normally do trivia questions and
other bits.
Yeah, other bits. So please come back next time, and we'll have a normal, regular show for you. We just wanted to do this because it was something different and fun for us. And hopefully we'll never have to hear some of those songs again.
Yeah. I hope that was it, especially your 24-second clips.
Yeah. Oh, I heard something funny. One of the, bus depots or metro stations in Los Angeles, they're playing classical music to keep the homeless away. I swear to God, they're really doing this. And I guess some of the people in the neighborhood are pissed about it. But it's working. The homeless are staying away from this particular area. I guarantee you, you play Brandon at every bus stop, the homeless
will be deserted.
They'll be staying away.
Nobody ride the bus.
Downtown LA, the streets will be clean. San Francisco, everywhere. It will help clean up America. So.
Yeah, put Brandon and How Many Say I on a continuous loop.
Ooh. Brutal.
Yeah, how's that?
And the beginning part of Honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly. People be running from the city.
Run away.
Please light me on fire so this will end. Oh, my God.
Oof.
All right. So we'll see you back in a couple of weeks with some classic bits again. And
a normal show.
Yeah, and because I have to go pick up my daughter. She's waiting for me. So.
All right.
See you in a couple.
All right. We'll see you.
Bye.